Title: Jungle Bells and Mallet Textures Intermediate. Alright, let's get into some proper jungle and drum and bass sound design. Today we're building two textures that can instantly make a track feel like it has history and character. A classic bright jungle bell that cuts through the break, and a darker, more cinematic mallet texture that sits behind the drums and makes everything feel deeper. We're working around 170 to 176 BPM, and we're staying mostly stock Ableton devices. The bigger goal isn't just making two cool sounds. It's learning a repeatable workflow. Design the tone, shape the transient, tune the resonance, then place it in the groove without destroying your mix. Before you touch a synth, decide the role. Is this bell a foreground lead hook, like the main motif people remember? Or is it more like rhythmic glitter, just giving sparkle and nostalgia on top of the drums? If it's a lead, keep it more centered, more mono, and keep the ambience short. If it's glitter, push it wider, keep it quieter, and high pass it harder so it reads as air, not another lead fighting the vocal or the res. Cool. Let's build sound one. Part A. The classic jungle bell, synth-based. Create a new MIDI track and drop an operator. Start from an init patch so you're not fighting some random preset decisions. We're going to do a simple two-operator FM bell. Use an algorithm where oscillator B modulates oscillator A. Think of A as the thing you hear, and B as the thing that makes it metallic. Set oscillator A to a sine wave. Keep its level at default. Set oscillator B to a sine wave as well. Now set B's course to about 2.00. That ratio is a big part of the bell identity. Then bring B's level up until it's bright, but not painful. A good starting range is around -10 to -6 dB, and you'll fine-tune it by ear. If you want a little bite, add a tiny fine-tune on B, like a few cents. Not to make it out of tune, just to make it feel alive. Now, the most important part, the envelope shapes. A bell is basically a mallet hit plus a ringing tail, but the metallic brightness should die off faster than the body, otherwise the sound stays harsh the entire time. So on the amp envelope for oscillator A, set attack to basically zero. Decay somewhere around 450 to 900 milliseconds. Sustain all the way down, and release around 150 to 300 milliseconds. You want it to hit and then get out of the way. Then shape the envelope for oscillator B's level. Again, attack at zero, but decay much shorter, like 120 to 250 milliseconds. Sustain down, release short. This makes the tink happen at the front, then the tail smooths out. That one move alone is often the difference between a nice jungle bell and an FM sound that just drills your ear. Now let's add physical body, because pure FM can feel a bit too perfect. After operator, insert corpus. Corpus is huge for bells and mallets because it gives you believable resonant material. Try tube or B mode. Set the tune to match the general pitch range you're playing, often around C3 to C4 as a starting zone. But here's the real coach note. Don't trust the display. With short hits, perceived pitch can be weird. Loop a single note and sweep the corpus tuning until it locks in and stops sounding like a flanger. When it suddenly feels like it becomes one object ringing, you found the zone. Set decay around 1.2 to 2.5 seconds. Choose steel if you want it brighter or brass if you want it warmer, and keep dry/wet pretty conservative, like 10 to 25%. You want resonance, not a totally different instrument. Next, we do basic mix discipline. EQ and saturation. And EQ 8. High pass around 150 to 250 Hz. Bells don't need low end, and if you leave it in, it'll cloud your snare and your bass. If it's harsh, do a small dip somewhere in the 3 to 5 kHz area, maybe 2 to 4 dB with a medium Q. And if you need a touch of air, a gentle shelf above 10 kHz can help, but be careful because jungle breaks already have a lot of hat energy. Quick guiding principle. Keep the busy feeling more in the mids, like 1 to 6 kHz, and don't overdo the 8 to 12 kHz fizz. That's where harshness often lies when you combine bit reduction and reverb. Now add saturator. Soft sine or analog clip both work. Drive maybe 2 to 6 dB and trim the output so you're not getting tricked by loudness. Now for jungle character. A touch of lo-fi and a tight space. Drop in redux. Downsample around 2 to 6. Bit reduction around 10 to 14 for subtle grit. And keep the dry/wet maybe 10 to 30%. The key is, don't destroy the transient. If the bell stops feeling like it taps, you went too far. For space, you can either insert a small reverb directly, or better, put reverb on a return track so you can control it like a send. If you do use reverb, keep it small, size around 15 to 25, decay 1.0 to 1.8 seconds, pre-delay 10 to 25 milliseconds, high cut somewhere like 6 to 9 kHz, and low dry slash wet. And here's a super practical thing. In a DNB drop, your reverb is guilty until proven innocent. If the break loses sharpness, pull the reverb back and consider swapping that depth for a very short rhythmic echo instead. One more coach trick before we move on. Transient discipline. If your bell feels spitty or too clicky, don't only EQ it. Try softening the transient. A light drum bus can help. Reduce transients by like 5 to 15. Keep drive low, or resample the bell to audio, and automate a tiny gain dip right at the first 5 to 15 milliseconds. That's a quick manual declick that keeps the tone intact. Alright, save that chain as a preset or an auto effect rack if you like. That's your jungle bell. Part B. The darker mallet texture, sample based plus resonators. New MIDI track. Load simpler. For the sample, don't overthink it. Any short percussive one-shot works. Rimshot, woodblock, kalumba, a Foley tap, even a clipped piano note. You can literally record yourself tapping a Moog. Trim it, and you're in business. Set simpler to one-shot mode for a plucky feel. Add a low-pass filter, LP24. Set cutoff somewhere like 2 to 6 kHz, resonance around 0.2 to 0.4. Then shape the amp envelope. Attack at 0, decay 250 to 700 ms, sustain at 0, release 80 to 200 ms. This keeps it percussive. Now the magic. Add resonators after simpler. This turns a plain hit into a tuned, ringing mallet cloud. Turn up 2 or 3 resonators strongly, keep others lower. Tune them to chord tones in your key. Example, if you're in a minor, tune resonators to A, C, and E. Set decay around 1.5 to 3.5 seconds, dry slash wet around 15 to 35%, and keep the color on the darker side if it's too zingy. Again, tune by ear. With resonators and corpus-style devices, your ears are the judge. Sweep until it locks. Now give it movement and stereo with echo. Set time to 1/8 or 3/16. Jungle Swing really loves 3/16. Because it creates that skipping, rolling momentum. Turn on sync, feedback around 25 to 45%. Filter it so the echo doesn't fill your low end. High pass around 250 Hz. Low pass around 6 to 8 kHz. Add a little modulation. Keep it subtle. Turn on ping pong for width, and keep dry slash wet in the 10 to 25% range. Then darken and weight it slightly. If you have roar, use a gentle drive style and keep drive small, like 1 to 4. Tone tilt to dark. If not, just use saturator with soft clip. Drive 1 to 5 dB. Then EQ. High pass 120 to 200 Hz. If it's boxy, dip 300 to 600 a touch. If it's glassy, dip 6 to 9 kHz. Now the must do in DNB. Sidechain it to the drums. Put a compressor after the effects. Turn on sidechain. Input from your drum bus or at least your kick and snare group. Ratio 2:1:4:1. Attack 2 to 10 ms. Release 80 to 180 ms. Aim for about 2 to 5 dB of gain reduction when the hits happen. This is one of those things where people skip it and then wonder why their mix feels busy and amateur. Bells and mallets fighting the snare will ruin the roll. Duck them and suddenly the groove breathes. Part C. Sequencing riffs that actually roll. Now we've got two sounds. Let's make them musical in the way jungle expects. Rhythmic, swinging, and with intentional gaps. Write a 2-bar loop. A minor is a classic choice, but use whatever key your track is in. Keep most notes short, around 1/16 to 1/8, and leave space around the snare. In DNB, the snare is king. Your bell should often feel like it answers the snare gaps, not competes with the snare hit itself. A few rhythm concepts to try. Offbeat stabs, hit on the end of beat 1 and beat 3. Call and response, have the bell phrase reply after the snare on beats 2 and 4. Jungle shuffle, sprinkle 1/16 notes but deliberately mute every third or fourth note so it breathes. Then add groove. Use the groove pool. Try an MPC-style swing or any shuffled groove. Apply it at 10 to 25%. Or go manual. Nudge some notes plus or minus 5 to 15 milliseconds. And do velocity work. This matters as much as the notes. Main hits around velocity 90 to 110. Ghost hits 35 to 70. Advanced but super effective. Map velocity to tone. Not just loudness. In operator, route velocity to oscillator B level, so harder hits get more FM brightness. In simpler, route velocity to filter cutoff so ghost notes become naturally duller and sit behind the drums. That one change makes your patterns feel human and intentional. Arrangement placement ideas, so this doesn't just loop forever. Intro, Use the Mela texture filtered and spacious. Let it feel cinematic. Slowly open the filter, and as drums arrive, shorten the resonator decay. That's a sick identity move, because the track tightens without adding layers. Build. Introduce the bell motif quietly, high-passed, like a teaser. Drop. Make the bell tighter, drier, more rhythmic. Push mallet into the background as glue. And instead of a big reverb, consider a short, low-wet echo to keep depth without washing the break. Second drop. Keep the same hook but change the tone. More redux, less reverb, or invert the melody. Another DJ-friendly trick is to have bell be bright and bell be dark using the same MIDI, and just crossfade every 8 bars. Same identity, new energy. Mix-saving macro idea you should steal. Make an instrument or effect rack macro called Back in Space. One knob that, at the same time, drops the bell volume 1 to 2 dB, increases the reverbs and a bit, and raises the high pass cutoff slightly. When the drums get dense, turn that macro up and your bell tucks behind the break without you rewriting MIDI or doing surgical automation everywhere. Extra variations if you want that evolving jungle feel. Polyrhythmic sparkle. Duplicate your bell track. Keep it very quiet and very high-passed, like 400 to 800 Hz. Then change its loop length to 3 beats while your main loop stays 2 bars. It creates evolving syncopation without adding more notes to your main motif. Answer phrase pitch fall on the last note of a phrase. Add a tiny downward pitch envelope, start 5 to 20 cents sharp and decay down over 80 to 200 ms. It reads as classic jungle phrasing. Haunted motion. Add frequency shifter on a return or subtly on a sound. Ring mode, fine around 5 to 20 Hz. Dry slash wet 5 to 12%. It adds uneasy metallic movement without needing more layers. Resample and slice. Freeze and flatten your bell riff. Drop it into simpler in slice mode, and retrigger hits like a break. That's very jungle, and it's a fast way to make fills and edits. Common mistakes to avoid while you're building this. Too much reverb in the drop. It will smear the break and cymbals. Use sends and automate. No high-pass filtering. Bells can carry low-mid junk that muddies bass and snare. Overbright FM. If the modulator level doesn't fade faster than the carrier, it stays harsh. No sidechain. It'll instantly feel busy. Everything perfectly quantized. Jungle needs swing, velocity variation, and gaps. Mini practice exercise, about 15 to 25 minutes. Create 2 MIDI tracks, jungle bell with operator, mallet with simpler. Write a 2-bar riff in a minor. Bell plays the main motif, maybe 8 to 12 notes total. Mallet plays fewer notes, maybe 3 to 6, with longer decay. This audio version is shortened for playback.